Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Welcome in, everybody, on a Wednesday. We got a lot of stuff to get to here. How you doing? Good to have you with us. Appreciate you getting up with us. We're with you till
that's it.
10 a.m. this morning. It is 6 o'clock and 25 seconds. And I'm salty already, my man. I am.
Yeah, I'm sick of you and your chipper attitude. You're too chipper still, as you're salty. Yes.
Well, buckle up,
too
Buttercup.
Chipper in your saltiness.
Buckle up, Buttercup, because it's about to get salty in here.
All right.
Yeah.
I would imagine a lot of people listening had the same experience you and I did last night, or at least that I did, where you turn on the game. We're hurrying to turn on the game because we're finishing something else. Brandy says, hey, the game's on. So I turned it on. No, it's not. The game is not on.
No.
Jake Myers is on a knee. They're having a prayer circle.
They're holding a prayer vigil in center field right now.
It looked like they were having a memorial service or something because Taylor Trammell and Jake Myers were down on one knee.
Yeah.
Joe
Spada was out there.
It wasn't a prayer circle. It was a diagnosis, an ad hoc diagnosis for a guy who. Jake Myers says he came out, did his warm-up, felt great and everything, and all of a sudden, bam, Jake Myers out of the game, limping off the field through the tunnel in the outfield.
Yeah.
And
helped off the field. I mean, under his own power, walking off the field.
It looked like he'd just gotten hip-drop tackled or something.
Yes.
You know?
Yep.
It looked like he was a football player leaving the field in that moment.
Yeah.
And so there's a delay, and Brandon Walter gives up two home runs right off the bat. Yeah. And from then, it didn't get much better.
No. No, that was a
other
bad...
Other than Brandon Walter was really good after the two home runs.
He was good. He was fine. He was not the problem last night. The problem, again, is the fact that they've got half the lineup are guys who should be playing in Sugar Land right now. So, yeah, the first, it was not a great first 6 or 7 minutes of the game for me personally. Not to make this opening segment about me, but...
No, let's do that.
No. Just for a minute here, because since getting back from vacation, the Astros have been losing to one of the coldest, what was the coldest team in baseball. Not the good kind of cold. They lost 10 in a row. So giving up two home runs in the first inning would have been bad. The fact that it was preceded by Jake Myers going out with a calf injury. There was a lot of go back to Jamaica on my timeline. I'm just going to say that.
Including from yours.
Including from my co-host.
Enjoy that blade of steel between your shoulder blades. Okay?
I know where Seth
sold you right out.
He stands with the Astros, which I understand. Kidding aside, the much bigger story than the Astros losing this game last night. They lost 4-2 to the Guardians. So the Guardians come in and sweep the Astros. That's less of a story in no small part because the Mariners continue to lose also. Like, the Astros had a horrible three days, and they're still up by 6.5 games in the AL West. They got a day off today, so they get to regroup a little bit before the Rangers come to town. The story is this Jake Myers thing. The story, and it's because it's part of the bigger story, what the hell is going on medically with this freaking baseball team. The one thing, what have we not seen yet medically? Well, let's see. We've seen a lot of guys get setbacks, multiple setbacks. We've seen every part of the body get injured collectively on this team this year. You know what we haven't seen yet? A guy getting hurt jogging back out to his position after missing a couple of days. Poof. There you go. There's Jake Myers doing it. And we don't know yet what the prognosis is moving forward for Jake Myers. I thought it was a positive, Seth, that they let him do media last night. If Jake could look any more confused after any question that he gets, boy, did he look confused after getting asked about how his calf feels. He blankly stared for about 6 seconds, looked over at an Astros staffer to see if he was allowed to answer the question, and was then instructed, probably better you don't answer that question.
Yeah, he asked whether he should answer the question.
Yeah. I would say if you have a player that feels like he needs to ask, just don't put him in front of the media.
It's almost like he'd injured his calf while robbing a convenience store and he had his lawyer next to him.
That's exactly what it was like. That's awesome. That's exactly what it was like.
I would like to invoke the Fifth.
Do I get Miranda rights here? What are we doing?
What the hell?
Yeah, so we don't know yet. I mean, look... And obviously the jokes were flying when it came to Jake's leg. What inning is the amputation taking place? You know, all these things.
Well, and immediately we're coming off an NBA season and NBA finals where multiple players had calf injuries and then tore their Achilles and trying to play through the calf injury or come back from the calf injury.
Yeah.
We in Houston are coming off a year in which Christian Harris missed pretty much the entire season with a mysterious calf injury. And we, like, and then obviously, yes, all of the mystery that's shrouded and misdiagnoses that have shrouded the Astros as of late. It just feels like it's one hit after another with the injuries on this team.
Yeah.
And that's so... Espot has to shuffle the lineup immediately. The shout out to Space City Network because they had the new graphic up quickly.
Yeah,
I was impressed. Seems like more times than not in baseball, they've got the wrong lineup or the wrong picture of somebody up whenever there's any kind of change.
Yeah,
but it was really, really weird. And like we said, Brandon Walter lets up two home runs immediately, but then like dials it back in. I'm okay giving him an excuse for a starting pitcher being out there on the mound warming up, getting ready to go. And then all of a sudden everything changes and there's a delay.
Yeah. He gave up two runs in six innings. However it happened, it happened. That's a good outing, you know? So that's a good outing. The Myers thing is this is just the latest. And now, even if it's not an Achilles tear, and I know that's where you're going with all the NBA stuff, like could Jake Myers have torn his Achilles? That was a lot of the speculation, understandably, that people have yet. I might have interrupted you. So there were people speculating about an Achilles tear, and I think the fact that they let him stand in front of a camera after the game last night would be an indicator that they don't think it's something serious, but they also thought that Jeremy Peña had a bruised rib and he had a broken rib. They also thought that Yordan Alvarez had a pulled muscle in his hand and it turned out to be a broken hand, and now he's had setbacks because he's getting back out there and swinging a bat too early. At the very least, this team has issues of knowing when and if to bring guys back from injuries. This team's had way too many setbacks with guys. And we haven't even talked about all the pitchers. You know, we just talked about Yordan, Kyle Tucker last year, Jeremy Peña with the misdiagnosis of the rib. And now Jake Myers. Look, I'm assuming when somebody has a calf strain that the training staff gets with them, checks, and makes sure he's okay to go back out there. And he clearly was not. He hurt himself jogging. Not making a catch, not running down to first base after trying to leg out a hit. He hurt himself running out to take his position in the first inning. This is a big problem now, and this is a problem that I have zero problem at this point pointing the finger at the Astros medical staff in no small part, Seth, because nobody is stepping up to a camera or a microphone to explain anything about this. And this is at a point now for me where I saw people pointing the finger at Dana Brown last night about this. This is a Jim Crane problem right now. This is a Jim Crane problem. You have a part of your organization that is failing right now in some way, shape, or form, and we have no idea why because you won't let any of them talk to us. If this was happening in one of Jim Crane's regular businesses, if there were a department that was not only failing in a vacuum, but failing the main product is winning baseball games. They are failing the main product right now. I would think Jim Crane would be cleaning house if this were one of his regular businesses.
This is where Adam Spolane had summed it up perfectly in a tweet last night. He said, a reminder that James Click, former GM, maybe you guys remember him, a reminder that James Click admitted the Astros brought Jake Myers back from that shoulder injury he suffered during the 2021 ALCS too soon, and the team would investigate their return to play procedure. An investigation that never took place after Click was dismissed.
Yeah.
So I don't know about Adam. I don't know about the investigation never taking place. Maybe they did it quietly or something. We haven't heard anything about it. But it doesn't.
Hasn't gotten any better.
Hasn't gotten any better.
Didn't work.
And it involves, ironically enough, Jake Myers himself.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard for me because I sympathize with the medical staffs at times because there is a certain element of A, it's not always an exact science, and B, you rely on the players themselves giving accurate feedback, and players have a tendency to want to say, no, I'm fine, and to fight through things.
Yeah.
And yet, when it's time after time, when there's such a pattern here, and when it seems so much worse than other teams, it's hard not to wonder just what is your process here? You're one of the most analytically advanced teams in all of sports, not just baseball, all of sports. And yet somehow we seem to be failing at the medical science part of how you handle these players when they're injured.
Yeah, you nailed it. That's the thing. This is not a clown organization. This is a good organization. This is an organization that the on-field product has been the best in baseball on the aggregate over the last decade. And they've done it in a way that other teams are trying to replicate. They are solid on the business side. They're very good at the marketing. They're very good at the PR. The in-stadium experience is outstanding at Daikin Park. They have this one thing that they can't get right, and it feels like they're burying, like at least publicly, kind of burying their head in the sands on a lot of this stuff because they won't, unlike other Major League Baseball teams, they won't let us in on that part of it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, and it gets murky with professional sports. I have zero clue about the Astros dynamic with this, but that, you know, they usually have contracts with medical providers and everything, and sometimes there's an advertising element to it. And shady stuff happens on pro sports teams because of the business side of things at times. I have zero clue about whether any of those elements are at play here with the Astros, but I'm open to it being a possibility because what the hell?
Yeah,
honestly, what the hell?
It's crazy. They got a problem.
The height of irony was when we found out that Yordan's hand had been misdiagnosed on the day that they honored the hand surgeon.
The medical dude who had a hand specialty. Yeah. Right. That felt like something. When I saw that tweet about that, it felt like something out of The Onion. Like,
you know what? If there's one thing that we know about sports radio listeners, the vast majority of them are hand specialists in their own right, having been using one of them heavily since the time they were 13 years old.
Okay,
so we do not mess around when it comes to stuff like this.
Damn right.
Oh, you're a hand specialist, are you?
Yeah. So on the baseball side, are you worried that this is the regression we've all been waiting for here? Or is it
regression to the mean?
Regression to the mean.
Well, like a fire flop. Well, regression to the mean.
Yeah.
Damn it. I hate it when the nerds are right.
Dude.
I hate it when the nerds are right.
I can't. The worst part about Jake Meyers getting hurt is it meant that Zach Short had to get back in the lineup. Zach Short struck out four times on Tuesday, and this is not shade. Zach Short shouldn't be on a Major League Baseball team. He struck out four times on Tuesday. Yeah. He gets put in the lineup in the two hole because they had already submitted the lineup card for the game. So when Jake was batting in the two hole, so whoever was going in for him had to bat in the so you got Paredes batting leadoff, and then up comes Zach Short in the two hole. You just want a guy in the two hole who's got a good eye and can make contact. Zach Short struck out four times the day before, and I think two of them were looking. Two swinging and two looking. He strikes out the first time. He grounded out weakly to shortstop the second time he was up. I'm like, he was probably happy just to make contact. He's like that little league player, like, I hit the ball.
They don't have to bring the tee out. I honestly, if you're a Guardians fan and you're watching that game and you missed all the injury and status and everything, you just turn it on and you see the second batter up with his 169 career batting average, you're probably like, what's going on with the Astros? Why is this a spot of getting so much love right now when he's putting a career 169 batter in the two spot?
My God. All right, so we're off and running, as you can tell.
I took one in the two spot.
On a Thursday. Pendergast and Limpy with you on the show today. If you missed that yesterday. That's the rewind feature.
You got to listen to the whole show.
Literally the whole show is in the last segment yesterday. So, all right, let's keep it moving. Let's stick with the Astros. I was glad to see this. Irrational thoughts out of the Dodgers over the weekend. One Dodger voice of reason. I would welcome this guy as a future Astro based on this bit of audio that you're about to hear coming up in the next segment. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast.